Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Today's workout, I don't know if I should say that it seems easy. That's not the right word. But regardless of how it seems, it's going to be spicy. So maybe it doesn't seem that bad because it has single unders. We're used to doing double unders. But if you've been doing double unders for a while and you haven't been doing single unders, you might be shocked at how many times they trip you up. So today's workout is 5 rounds for time, 50 single unders, 50 meter dumbbell farmer's carry, 20 GHD sit-ups, and then 15 meters of a dumbbell front rack lunge. Pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35s for the women, and if you don't have that, you can use a 95-pound barbell for men, 65 for women for the lunges, but you'll have to find something else to carry for the farmer's carry there. There's a lot of volume hidden in this workout. I mean, there's 100 GHD sit-ups. That's no laughing matter, especially if you're not ready for that sort of capacity, that sort of volume. The dumbbell farmer's carries, they'll be challenging, but most people will get through those okay. But 5 sets of 15 meters on the lunge, that is going to be a tough day below parallel on the legs. But dumbbell lunges are such a fantastic movement. Anytime we can get in that unilateral work, it's so beneficial because a lot of stuff that we do is you know, squatting with both feet stationary. So this moving single leg at a time, it's fantastic. We've got a video showing the single under, the GHD sit-up, and the dumbbell front rack lunge. One of the largest things, if you're contemplating scaling, is going to be not only your leg strength and stamina, if you should reduce the loading on that, but then also those GHD sit-ups, because 100 is a fair amount of volume, and I don't want people to be so devastatingly sore if you haven't built up to that level of GHDs, so you may want to scale that as well. Super fitness robot time, 15 minutes or less, more likely in the area of 24 minutes. Scaled option, 5 rounds for time, 50 single unders, 50 meter dumbbell farmer's carry, 20 sit-ups instead of GHDs, and then a 15 meter dumbbell front rack lunge. But the farmer's carry and the front rack lunge are now being done with a pair of 35 pound dumbbells for men, 25 pound dumbbells for women. You could also, of course, as we always say, you could modify the modified workout even more. You could do something in between prescribed and scaled. Whatever's the best choice for you, that's the one that you want to do. So maybe the only thing you're concerned about is the GHD sit-ups. Well, depending upon the amount of volume you think is appropriate for you, it's a 5-round workout. Maybe you do rounds 1, 3, and 5 on the GHD, 20 GHDs. Then rounds 2 and 4, you get on the floor and do regular sit-ups. That way you're moving during each round, but you're only getting in 60 GHD sit-ups instead of 100. Or you could do it for just rounds 2 and 4 and get in only 40 GHD sit-ups and do rounds 1, 3, and 5 regular sit-ups and get in, you know, still get in 100 by the end, but you're modifying the GHD volume. So there's a lot of ways to play with this. None of them are wrong as long as they're the best decision for you. We've got a video showing the ab mat sit-up for the scaled option. Limited equipment crew, they've got everything they need to do almost the exact same workout as the workout of the day, but they don't have a GHD. So the only change for them is in place of 20 GHD sit-ups per round, they will do 20 V-ups, and we've got a video showing the V-up. The no equipment workout, 5 rounds for time of 50 jumping jacks, 20 V-ups, and 25 meters of an unweighted walking lunge. And if that workout seems easy, you have fallen into a trap. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Hang from a pull-up bar, extended arms, work the grip strength, it'll feel great in the lats and shoulders as well. Accumulate 2 to 3 minutes there. And then some glorious conditioning. You've got 3 options, choose one. Of course, accessory work is optional in general. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, that's facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular burpees. You can't go wrong. All of them sound like a blast. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, cobra stretch for the old abs, and bar hang for the lats and chest, which is precisely what was in the accessory work. Since it's optional, I never assume that anyone has to do that. And all of those are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed the farmer's carries, the single lenders, and of course, the lunges. And I will see you tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.